Sleigh bells ringing, diamonds blingin', carols singing, favorite season, sleigh bells ringing.
I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's
life's
my motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. Sarah, have you heard any spoilers for your namesake, Sarah Jessica Parker's Just Like That show?
I get the, you know, E! News push notifications. So I know someone died in the first episode and
Didn't know somebody died.
Well, they say they kill off a beloved character and we can only assume who that is.
Oh, yeah.
Samantha,
Lily Garson.
Right? Either one.
See, I thought it was what's Willie's character's name?
I don't think they kill him off because I think I read something about them not killing him off.
So he's in it?
He's in it, and then I think, you know.
Oh, Stanford. Stanford.
Stanford. Stanford. Stanford is in it, but then, you know, I don't think he's in probably some of the other episodes, but I don't think that they kill him off because that would be obviously really sad.
People have probably watched it by the point this goes live.
Right, so they all know. But I haven't watched it yet. I'm excited to watch it.
Same. Wait, okay, so Samantha, because I saw that Charlotte, Kristen Davis, said that they honored Samantha. And then I kept like the whole season getting like, I felt like while they were filming this thing, there were just all of these tidbits coming out. And how, like, she goes to London and, like, that explains her absence.
Yeah, I don't know. But put E! News push notification. We'll find out. And everyone listening already knows. But.
Well, the rumor was it was Big.
That would be so sad.
I, like, had assumed Big died.
That's how they're going to kick off the first. No, I don't think so. I feel like he was.
And then the whole thing's a retrospective. So anytime he's in it the rest of the season, it's like memories with him.
Oh. I don't know. I don't know. We'll find out.
The spoiler I was going to mention though was that Jess King from Peloton is in it.
Oh.
and she plays an instructor named Allegra. And everyone on Twitter is like, is this just one big Peloton ad? And it was like, worst thing to happen for Peloton since. So maybe like something with the Peloton instructor is like, sex has an affair with Allegra and then dies mid-sex, and that's how his story ends.
That's very Sex in the City.
It's very, but it's very big.
Very, it's very big. Speaking of Peloton, Matt got me my Christmas birthday present early, and we're like total full Peloton people now. He got me the treadmill because I wanted it, and I was like complaining about how I don't have time to like walk or hike anymore, and he probably wanted it for himself too. So we're just in it now. We got the bike and the tread.
Where is it? Like how?
It's being delivered on Tuesday. We have our little gym in the garage. I'll like send you a picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Full on Peloton fam.
Full on Peloton fam.
Going hard.
I'm so excited.
Now you need some Peloton merch.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then we're complete. I got my like, you know, Century shirt or whatever.
Oh,
but,
same. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also yeah. I was like, how's this going to sound, Matt, that you got me a treadmill for Christmas?
Oh, wasn't that the whole thing with the commercial?
Yes. Yeah.
She's like, my husband got me a treadmill.
And he was like, you have to make sure people know that you asked where you wanted it. I was like, all right.
I told Patrick I wanted an electric guitar. He's like, okay.
Oh, great. My God, how cute.
Have fun with that. I'm like, should I learn how to play the electric guitar? Great. I just need one.
Does Patrick know how to play?
No, he doesn't. I would literally have to take lessons.
Oh, you'll teach yourself off YouTube.
Yeah, I'll just be like.
You can take, Matt can teach you and Zoe.
Great. Perfect.
Perfect.
And I can come over and hang out.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Love that. Okay. Excited for today's episode. Especially for those who are procrastinators like I am. I am terrible. I am terrible. Every year, I'm like, I'm going to get it done. I'm going to start shopping in October. Going to start shopping in early November. And here we are, like, mid-December. Let's call it mid-December. And I only have presents for myself. That's not true. I have your present.
I have your present, but I don't have, oh, well, I did order Patrick's present, so ooh. Patrick's taken care of, and we're going to my family's house in Dallas this year, so I need to get my dad, my mom, my cousin Curtis, our little niece / cousin Spencer something, and my brother something. I got a lot of people I gotta figure out, I still have not ordered a damn thing. So yeah, bad news.
Everyone is getting a moisturizer and a serum and a gua sha and a robe.
Everyone's getting mace.
Everyone's getting mace.
Yeah.
True. Yeah.
And maybe like a Glock. No, just kidding.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine if I was giving out guns for Christmas? Very Texan of me.
Yeah, it would be very Texan. I'm sure that'd be really easy for you to be able to. You probably could get one through like Postmates.
No, truly. Delivery on demand.
Yeah.
Get a Glock. Enjoy your life. So this year we've done gift guides in the past and they're always beauty related. And this year I was like, you know what? No. We're just going to do a gift guide, like what we would actually gift people in our lives. So when we're going through these suggestions, we're going to say like who we may or may not buy these for, who they would be good for, and why we love them. And it really just runs the gamut. I mean, there's like food items, fashion, there is beauty. But yeah, there are things that either, for my list personally, there are things I've gifted in the past that were just like straight up hits that I'm like, okay, who else can I give this to?
Mm-hmm.
And then things that I am thinking about gifting this year. Kick things off. This is a fan favorite.
I was like really hoping it was going to be on sale for like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, but they never have sales because they don't need to. So
exactly.
In years past, I've always given Barefoot Dreams blankets because they are my favorite thing ever. And like who doesn't want a cozy blanket? Even if you have like a bunch, like you just need more. And Barefoot Dreams, in my opinion, makes the best ones. So I've tried their socks before. Zoe had, they make like baby clothes too, and they're like really cute and soft. So, you know, we've tried those, but I had never tried any of their robes before. until I received one as a gift. And so now I have two now, which I am like very spoiled. And there's two versions. There's one that is like their cozy chic light. And then there's one that is the same material as the blanket.
Yeah.
The one that's the same material as the blanket is like, I mean, you're basically just, it's a wearable blanket, you know, it's amazing. But I cannot wait to get this cozy chic light women's long robe for like all the women in my life. Maybe even Greg Tan needs one. It's so chic and really, really comfortable. And it's like, it's more like, it's not more lightweight than the blanket material one, but it just feels like less, like when I wear the blanket one, I'm literally like pulling doors open, like knocking things over. This one is like, you know, you can wear it as like a pajama. You can like, you know, cozy up on the couch with it. I've like taken Ollie on walks around the neighborhood with it because I don't feel like it looks like, you know, I've lost it.
Yeah. Completely like lost Camila it. Cabello walking with Shawn Mendes, like,
yes,
trying to get a pat pick. Yeah.
Yes. Like you can, you look a little bit more put together in it. And another thing I will say that I appreciate about like Barefoot Dreams in general is that you can like machine wash cold. Like you can throw it into your washer or dryer.
Yes.
Someone gave me like a beautiful cashmere robe last year and it accidentally ended up in the wash.
No.
And like just completely ruined. Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it was like my favorite thing ever, but it was also too, like, if you're wearing something like this as often as I am, like every single day, like inevitably, especially if you have like a dog or a child, like
you have to machine wash it.
Yeah. Or if you're just like just drinking coffee, like you're going to spill something on it and you have to be able to wash it. Like you're not going to take it to the dry cleaners. Totally. So this is $148. It comes in a couple different colors and it's just this is like I said sisters, mom, best friend, and this would be a great gift for like an in-law perhaps.
Yes. Yeah, actually. Yes, 100%.
Yeah, so I mean anything Barefoot Dreams, but this is the first pick for me.
I have one of those like cardigans with a hoodie that a friend gifted me for hosting a baby shower. Selena Gomez gave us blankets, which I still have her handwritten note. Hallelujah. And Quinn is obsessed with the Barefoot Dreams blanket. Like, yeah. So I got online. Y'all, they make dog attire and like blankets. So I'm going to order her a little tiny Barefoot Dreams blanket that's like her size. They have Disney collabs. Mm-hmm. So like I'm literally looking at like a baby Yoda. It kind of looks like a Snuggie.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has a hood on it. There's like a baby Yoda one. There's a Mandalorian one. There's a Mandalorian robe, a Mickey Mouse jogger. Like, so there's so many different options for Barefoot Dreams. I feel like if you're wanting to go more like chic, there's an option. Mm-hmm. And then if you want something for like kids that are,
yeah,
kids are going to love and are going to like want to just snuggle in.
Yeah, it's a really good, I feel like, price. I mean, it's expensive, obviously, but it's a good price point if you're looking for something like a little bit more special than like, you know, a robe from like Nordstrom Rack or something, which,
yeah,
Nordstrom Rack carries Barefoot Dreams, so maybe you'll find it there. But it's just like it feels a little bit more special.
Totally. And it's a gift that sometimes I think people like wouldn't get for themselves.
Totally.
Like they wouldn't think about it, but then when they get it.
Or they'd be like, oh, I want to buy, that's like too expensive. Like, I don't want to, you know, invest in that. So definitely, yeah, that's a really good point. Okay, what's your first pick?
So my first pick is a tech pick. And this product has really changed how we operate in this household. Patrick got on this kick with the Google Nest Hubs. So we have like the Google Nest that like is a camera. We have one upstairs and downstairs so we can see like what Quinn's doing when we're in bed, because who knows, she's a little heathen. And so he bought these hubs and I was gifted one by a brand and I just like didn't think twice about it. And he's like, are you kidding me? We need to open these and like put them in the house. So I have one in my office. We have one in the kitchen and he has one in his office as well. And I want to get one for our bedroom because it does so many things. Like, It'll tell you what the weather is first thing in the morning. You can set your alarm there. So if you want to like put your phone in a different room, which is like really good for high quality sleep, like you have like a really decent alarm mm-hmm. that you can voice activate and say like set for this time. Mm-hmm. When Patrick's making dinner or I'm making dinner, like we play all of our music through either Spotify or YouTube Music there. You can watch Netflix. We have YouTube TV. So like if I want to watch something in the living room, he will like put on his AirPods and watch like the football game while he's making dinner in the kitchen. It's just been like such a nice, convenient thing. And like,
yeah,
initially, like it wasn't something that I thought like I wanted or would utilize. But now I'm obsessed because we also got these smart plugs mm-hmm. from them. And so we have them set up in the living room so we can literally be like, I'm not going to say.
Yeah, yeah, because it's going to set it off.
It's going to go off.
Yeah.
But we're like, hey, blah, blah, blah. Like, turn off the living room lights. Turn off whatever. And it just, it all works so seamlessly. I think that I will probably get this for, like, my parents. It'll be something that my mom enjoys. So, like, I think that people that would benefit from this, if you have an at-home office, I think you'll love it because you can play music on it. Mm-hmm. Or if you like to cook mm-hmm. and, you know, don't want to have to use your hands. Like they call it like your sous chef.
Yeah.
So if you go to the website right now, the second generation Nest Hub is on sale from $99 to $60. There's like a bigger hub that I think is like over 100 and it has like a bigger speaker on the bottom. But honestly, we have the tiny ones and are freaking obsessed with them.
Plus, if you already have it in different rooms, you don't need it to be that big.
No,
you know?
It's truly one of the best things that we've like done for ourselves this year, especially working from home.
We have like the Google Mini Homes or whatever you call them, which we love. But we also had like at one time we had like the Alexa, the Google, and like it was just like and
too
we
much.
Would we it was too much. And then we would like test, like we would ask them the same question to see who would have the better answer. And more oftentimes than not, Google was better. And,
oh, really?
Yeah. And so we just stopped using our Alexa. We like unplugged it. And Google, there it's just more compatible too with like a ton of things.
Totally.
If you like to have like your smart home or whatever. But when you were saying like, so we don't have the hub, but I feel like we should get it because we already have like the smaller ones. But you were saying how you like don't need it, but like once you use it and you stop, you're like, oh my God. Like, our TV like disconnected from the Google speaker because of like our Wi-Fi dropped or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just like kept yelling at like, hey, Google, like turn the TV off. And like it wouldn't do it. And I was just like, oh. And then I start like, it's like I expect everything to be automated now too. Like I would like take the trash out to like our trash can outside and be like, hey, open the lid.
You're like, no.
You're like, all right, this is, I need help.
It's getting too much. I
do need it.
If you're technologically unadvanced, I would say this could be, listen, like I am definitely not a person that's like an early adopter. Like Patrick's the early adopter in the tech space here. So I was getting a little annoyed with it at first, but like you just have to take a minute to learn how to use it properly. And then you'll be fine. And it just makes everything so much better. So if you are looking for kind of like a wow gift that like will impress people, one of those gifts that like they definitely probably wouldn't buy for themselves, but would utilize it in a way they probably didn't even realize, Google Nest Hub, second generation, $60 on sale right now.
That's really good. I'm like, yeah. Do I ask for it or do I just buy it myself?
I know, right?
We'll see.
Okay. What is this?
Do you not have one of these? So, well, to be fair, I just got mine. So, we know Lanshin. We've talked about her before. She, like, does incredible, like, tutorials for how to, like, properly use a Gua Sha.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And, like, different, like, facial tools. So, she came out with this massager tool. And it is essentially like a hot stone massage in the palm of your hand. That's how they describe it. You would love this, Kirby. So you twist the cap off, you pour in hot water, then you put the cap back on, and then the bottom part is like a porcelain. It says, made of porcelain and glazed with crushed tourmaline crystal, the Lanshin Massager by Asera uses to nationally patented Livent technology to deliver its infrared heat energy capabilities. So you essentially can just, it's like a hot, like literally like a hot stone, and then you can like massage your neck, like just like up and down your shoulder.
Like, that sounds amazing.
So amazing. And it's like actually like really cute too. It comes in this like a little lavender. Octopus, it does. It does look like a little octopus. So it has like little feet, like the little porcelain feet. So I feel like it's, I mean, this would be great if someone used it on you, but you could also probably use it on yourself.
Yes.
But
great stocking stuffer.
Great stocking stuffer. Like if it, it's $45. So yeah, great little stocking stuffer. Or I mean, I guess it's, I would even be happy if this was just like given to me as a gift.
Yes. Honestly. It's small enough for a stocking.
I guess. Yeah. Or great. Like if you are traveling and you, you know, need to like need a small gift, like, you know, to carry in your carry on or whatever. This, I feel like it'd be, I would just be so happy with this. Who would I give this to? I would give this to all of my, you know, friends in my life who also had a very stressful year. Who didn't? Who didn't have a stressful year? Like, this is just making it easier for someone to take care of themselves at home. It's as easy as boiling a pot of water for, like, a cup of tea. That's all you need to do. And then you can just sit there while you're watching, you know, whatever TV show or, you know, even at your desk, like, while you're working. In the middle of the day, give yourself a nice little neck massage, shoulder massage.
Ooh, that sounds so nice. I want this for myself.
So nice. Yes.
Moving on. I was trying to think of products that, like, I use a lot and just don't think twice about.
Totally.
But, like, most people probably don't use this particular product, and I am here to tell you it's going to change your life. So, shower cap. It's spelled with three H's. This is, like, one of those shower caps that's reusable, and it's honestly the best one I've ever used. And I use these until they're like for years.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah. So the way that it's made, it's a patented turban inspired silhouette. So it's not like super puffy, like a lot of those like plastic type shower caps are. Mm-hmm. And they come in these really beautiful prints. Like the one I'm looking at right now on Revolve is called the Tortuga. It's kind of like a tortoise shell type print. And it's machine washable, okay? Antibacterial and breathable. So like I feel like sometimes with shower caps what happens is like a little bit of like the steam gets into the shower cap and then like your hair becomes like super frizzy. The way that it's made, there's like, it's like elastic, but then there's this, I don't even know how I'm trying to describe it. I keep on like touching my head. The way that it's made, oh, it's the rubber grip. It's yes. Like literally right here. There's a rubber grip that holds it securely in place. And the way I use it is I put it just over my ears because like I have like those little sideburns and I want to make sure that those don't get wet either.
Yeah.
But honestly, the machine washable aspect of it is like the game changer here because so often like you'll get the ones from the CVS, which are great. And they're like the terry cloth on the inside. And then
it just gets so gross.
Yeah. It's like moldy and mildewy. Yeah. And you have to like throw it away. It's not cute. So I love it that if this is like basically for anyone who doesn't wash their hair regularly or gets blowouts on the regular, like if your friend or your family member is always at Dry Bar or their local salon getting a blowout, buy them this. They will thank you. Again, I've talked about this before. I probably wash my hair twice a week, but I take a shower almost every day and I use shower cap. It is my go-to. It is less than $50. This one, the Tortuga, is $43. You can buy it on Revolve. You can buy it so many places. There's so many different, like, varieties of it. And I'm obsessed. It kind of, like, looks a little bit like a fortune teller hat. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like, there's one called the Not So Basic. And I just, like, laugh because she looks like she's about to, like, read a fortune. But
but they're cute.
No, they're super cute. And I think that's, like, what kind of like separates them from they're like super chic and they don't look like you're going to take a shower.
Right. Totally.
So huge fan of that. This is definitely a beauty gift. It's $43 and honestly just Google it. You can buy it basically anywhere at this point.
It's a good one.
Woohoo. Okay. What's next for you?
Okay, so this is a gift that I would give. This was always like when we've had our like ugly sweater parties the past couple years.
Oh, people fight over this.
People fight over this. Yeah.
This is like the white elephant fight.
I know. And for good reason. But I'm like, you can just, also it's like not that expensive. You can buy it, but people just go nuts over it.
Yeah.
So, and I think maybe because in years past too, it was like, she wasn't, so let me back up. Okay. So what I'm talking about is Fly by Jing is a Chinese like hot sauce brand, essentially started by a woman named Jing. And she basically set out to really like elevate Chinese spices and Chinese food in general. So she really felt that, like, you know, in the food world, in the food industry, like, you know, everyone loves Chinese food, everyone eats Asian food, but like when it comes to like spending money either on the food or the ingredients and spices that you use to cook it, like people didn't feel like they needed to spend a lot of money on it, or they would associate it with maybe like Chinese takeout, you know?
Yeah,
and so
yeah,
she really wanted to like elevate and celebrate like the beautiful ingredients that go into like a Sichuan chili crisp sauce. And so everything from like the actual sauce itself to like the branding, the packaging, like it's just so beautiful and like so versatile. So like you can obviously like, if you make like noodles at home or like a rice dish or a meat dish, like you can use the different sauces. So comes in a set of three. So the first is, I think it, this was her first product that she launched. It was the, it's the first and only 100% all natural Sichuan chili crisp. This is hot. Is hot. Ooh, it's like shit. a numbing heat, but it's like but I guess I should say it's like, I don't know if you've ever had like a Sichuan flavored anything, but like it's hot, but it's like a warmth, like a numbing, it like numbs your tongue. It's like very, it's very strange but like wonderful. I am like such a weak Asian these days. As I've gotten older, I've become like more weak in terms of like hot sauce levels. So I can like only take a little bit, but it's really, really delicious. Then there's the Zong sauce, which is more tangy, spicy. You can eat it with like dumplings. And then the Mala spice mix is really great to like marinate meats in or add it to, you know, different, like you can even add it to like nuts or popcorn or something. So she even adds like the chili crisp to like vanilla ice cream.
I was reading that. I'm like, oh my God, what?
So you can do like the cold with the hot and numbing spice. So this set is on sale right now for $42. It's usually $45. And it's just great. It's a great hostess gift if you're going to someone's house or, you know, like honestly, it works for like people maybe you don't really know super well, like you don't want to give them anything too personal.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you want to like impress them with something cool. Like this is like a great gift for them, I think.
So I love this review. It's like, if you're doubting this product, don't. This is absolutely one of the best I've ever experienced. It's very rich in flavor, not too hot to handle, really delicious, and definitely goes great on a lot of different foods. I don't regret it one bit. And then you can get the chili crisp for $15 single,
there you go.
Singularly.
Yeah. So stock great stocking stuffer or buy it as a set for a gift.
Love. Love. I'm going to order that. I want that immediately for ice cream.
Surprise. Surprise.
Y'all, we... shocking. Shocking. Absolutely shook it to your core to know that I am gifting, and I'm not kidding, I've already gifted this already, Skims sleep set. Okay? These pajamas are so freaking delightful. I wish I could wear them like in public without judgment, because they are so comfy and they hold up well in the wash. I bought my first pair because I was getting a spray tan and I needed like a separate like long sleeve, long pants set to like help keep my spray tan from like getting all over my bed and to protect my, like, because you're not supposed to have skin on skin contact.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why didn't I buy these sooner? Because as y'all know, I'm obsessed with the bras. I'm obsessed with the clothing. Like, I have so many pieces of Skims, but I didn't have like a legit sleep set. Like, I had like the leggings or the boxers, mm-hmm. but I didn't have like a legit cute sleep set. So it is a little bit of an investment for pajamas. It's $118, but let me tell you a damn story. You're going to want one in every colorway. They are delicious. I gifted these to a friend recently for her birthday, and she's like, okay, I'm fully like a Skims convert. I've like bought them for like everybody in my family now. And it's like, during the holidays, all I want to do is be in pajamas. So it's like, the minute I get home, I just take off my bra and put on my PJs, and like, this is what I'm going to be wearing exclusively when I'm in Texas with my family. I'm getting a pair for my mom so we can be matchy-matchy. There's three core colors, and then there are, seven seasonal shades that are cool. I have them in black. I have them in camel, and I have them in, I think, ochre? Yeah, ochre. I love the ochre shade. Anyways.
But you're going to have to like act fast. It's like all sold out.
Yeah. So you do need to act a little fast. If you go to ochre, like they have all sizes. It just depends on the colorway that you want and the size that you want. But there is a cute little chest patch pocket at the top. There's a really cute collar, a plunge neckline. The thing that I love about Skims is like it's cute and cozy, but I feel like it very much flatters my figure when I wear it. And as much as I like don't want to say that I care about what I look like in my pajamas, I kind of do.
Yeah.
So it's really, really cute. And, you know, it's like you wash them in the washing machine. There's no like special like way that you need to wash them or anything like that. And I'm freaking obsessed. So I think another thing that's important to note is they go from extra, extra small all the way to 4X. So they have a great variety of sizes. It's, again, maybe one of those things people wouldn't buy for themselves. But literally once you get Skims, you don't go back, girl. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I was going to say that it's probably something that people wouldn't buy for themselves. But like as I've gotten older, I'm ready to invest in good PJs. Yep. Because I'm just done with old free t-shirt and
the frat shirts are over for me.
Gross, shorts or whatever. Yep. I need to try Skims PJs. It's not on my list, but I have to say I'm obsessed with Lunia pajamas. I don't know if you have any of those. Yes. But they have like the washable silk ones. And yep. I have been wearing, like I wear them so often that like I wash them probably like twice a week because I like have to wear them, you know? Yeah. So like it needs to be in rotation. So that's another one. But
that's a good
adding
one.
The Skims set to my wish list. So this is a great gift for mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, or if you have a friend in your life who just had a child or got married, or just anyone who likes to have, honestly, anyone. This is a great gift for anyone. We got one recently as a gift, and at first, I always like jump into it without announcing what it is. So what I'm talking about is the Aura digital frame. By no means is this like the first digital, it's called a smart frame that has ever come out. It's not. But I think it's the best one because we've had like some before and then we stopped using them. And at first I also thought they were cheesy because I'm like, I want like real photos. Like I don't want like this digital photo, whatever. But it's so good. So it looks like the frame is beautiful and the photos look like photos. Like they don't look like it's not like if you had photos, let's say on like your Google Nest Hub or whatever, or like it looks like an actual framed photo, which I really appreciate, but it changes and there's so many different ways that you can upload photos. It's so easy. You just like download the app, you connect the frame to Wi-Fi, and then you can invite different family members to like upload into an album. So it's great. Like, let's say you give it to your mom and your brother like share an album and you like upload different photos. So it feels like you're there, you know, like you're uploading like new photos and you don't even have to do anything. Like you just add it to that album. On your phone, and it automatically updates. So like you literally don't have to do anything. So like right now, the one that we have in our living room is connected to like Zoe's PhotoStream album. And it's like anytime I add a photo there, it just updates it. So and then what it also does, which I feel like is so crazy, is that it intuitively like So some of the images that'll pop up, it's just, let's say if you have your frame vertical, then it'll, you know, populate photos that are vertical. But then if it's horizontal, they'll do like side by side photos, and it'll intuitively pair photos that like kind of look the same. So it looks like how you would frame it if you had like two photos in a frame, you know.
That's
like
so
it
smart.
Looks nice. If it's a live photo, you can like tap it to see the like video of it. It'll tell you if you tap it, like where the photo was taken. Cause sometimes, like, especially now we have photos, we're like, oh my God, Zoe looks so small. Where is that photo taken? And you can tap it and it'll show you like the location and the date that it was taken. So it's just like, it's a very smart frame. It's not cheap, but so we have the Carver, which is the landscape one, and it's like 10 inches. You can like, you can customize it to like turn off at a certain time, you know. You can customize it so that it has like, it keeps a photo for like a certain amount of time. So you're like, change every 5 minutes, change every 10 minutes or whatever. But I just like love it. And it's like, even though I thought it was cheesy, I love being able to like see different photos all the time, you know. And you're like sitting on the couch and you're like, oh my God, that's such a cute photo. I haven't like thought about that photo in forever. So it's a really, really cute gift. And you can get it on their website. The one that I suggest is the Carver, which is $159. But they have other more like, they have like more expensive options, which I think they're just bigger. So
yeah, I'm looking at the website. They truly just look like actual photos and not like images,
like, yes, like not like a images. Computer screen.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's crazy. It's so beautiful. It's such a good idea. I love the idea that you can like upload to any frame, like wherever it is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And like I think previous to the Aura coming out, like you used to have to like pay for storage for the photos, and it used to be like really difficult. And this is just like your mom, you're like, even if people are like technologically like can't figure it out, they'll figure it out.
Okay, this is, I think, the cheapest thing on my list. And I think this is a good gift to give, like, a coworker, a boss, like, someone, you know, who, you again, is to Sarah's point about, like, the sauces. Like, you maybe don't know a lot about them, but, like, you want to gift them something that's, like, thoughtful. And as somebody who writes and has been published in a magazine this year, I'm here to remind you to please support print media. This gift suggestion literally is just magazine subscriptions. They vary, but you can get them so freaking cheap, y'all. Like, it's unbelievable. So, like, right now, Allure, if you go to their current offers on their website, you can get 1 year for both the digital and print editions for $8, and then it renews at the end of the year for another $21. So, like, you could essentially gift somebody 2 years of an Allure subscription for $30. Or you could just choose to do like a 1 year for $8. InStyle, 1 year is $26. They have a deal, like a promo right now on Amazon, where you could do an auto renewal for $5 for the first year. And then after that, it would, you know, charge like the $26 or whatever it is. So like, if you're just looking like for fun little things to give people, I mean, I freaking love getting magazines, especially in the mail. I'm always like, oh my God, wait, you know, because like it's rare that I like go and like pick up a magazine these days. I think it's a really great gift, especially if you know someone that's like maybe starting a new business and they're going to need like magazines for their lobby or anything like that. Like, it's just a really thoughtful thing that you can do for them. It does not cost a fortune, and they'll probably get some benefit or value out of it. So support the print media.
Yeah, I love that idea, especially for things that like we get like a Dwell subscription that Matt's mom gave us like a couple years ago. It's like things that maybe like you wouldn't necessarily like be looking at on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, maybe you're reading a lot of beauty on your phone, but like you really want to like read the news from like the New Yorker or like in, you know, print. It's just like different to be able to like hold it sometimes or see the images. Like, I just, yeah, I love a magazine. If it's there, like I'll read it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and so yeah. Support like you know, journalism. Like, get an LA Times subscription, get a New York Times subscription. I have a New York Times subscription. It's like $12 a year or something. Like, It's super affordable. It's helping to like keep journalists paid. You know, especially if you do work in media, I think it's like one of the smartest things that you could gift somebody.
Love that.
Okay. Next up.
Okay. So I hesitated to put this because it's like you have to pay for the international shipping and it's probably a lot, but it's such a beautiful gift. I love customized, personalized gifts. And this is actually, it's one that I want for myself, but also one that I will give people. So it's a customized or it's a personalized lip balm from the old Parisian beauty brand called Bully or Officine Universelle Bully. So there is, when I was in Paris with Chanel, there was a Bully store like across the street and I did not have time to go. But like a bunch of people did and they all got these personalized lip balms and I was so jealous. So I guess I have to order it or just go back. It's only like $30, which is a lot for a lip balm. But the case is so beautiful. It's like so chic. You can have your initials on it. And it's almost like, I don't know if it's like a leather case or what. There's different prints, colors, and textures, but you can get your initials personalized on it. And it's just like so beautiful. Like what a like lovely, thoughtful gift to give someone or to receive. I'm just basically telling people that I want it. That this is me just telling people that I want this.
I'm freaking obsessed with this. And I'm now like all on their website looking at their combs.
Yes, everything is beautiful.
They have an eyebrow comb. They have a beard comb. I mean, I'm obsessed. They have one in San Francisco.
Yeah, so they have one in San Francisco, we can make a trip. But yeah, they're known for like their perfumes and the shop is like very much like an apothecary type. So yeah, but this is something that is on my list and something that I am like, I would give this to like all my friends.
Oh my God.
Or like all my beauty loving friends. It's just such a good gift.
I love a personalized moment. It's gorgeous.
Or even like a boss or a coworker, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like this doesn't feel like too. I feel like those are like the stressful gifts. You know?
Yeah, totally.
I feel like this is
a good
one.
I mean, if you want to gift your boss, it's like, should we be gifting up? No, we shouldn't.
No. No, I don't think you should be gifting up.
We should be gifting down.
Gifting down.
For 100%. I gifted this to Patrick for his birthday this year, and he was like, I'm obsessed. And 1 year, 2019, before we went to Mexico for Christmas, I gave him the bigger version of this gift and he was like peeing his pants because literally at Sarah and Matt's Christmas party, he was talking to our friend Jerry, who is married to our friend Steph, and he was like, oh yeah, I think I'm going to buy myself a Theragun. And I was like, haha, when we get home, you're about to open one. So Patrick's obsessed with Theraguns. I've now become obsessed with Theraguns. As you get older, the rumors are true. You'll wake up one day and your back stops working. Your feet ache. You get
your knees
crack in weird.
Your hips.
Literally anytime I do hip stretches, my hips sound like they're popping out of socket. It's like at a youthful 34 years old, I sound like Jack Skellington about to fall apart.
Matt and I talk about this all the time. We like watch Zoe like get up, get down, fall, like just like do all the twist and turn. And we're like, if we were to do like a third of what she has done in the last hour, we would be broke into bits.
Yeah. It's even like turning my head too quickly. I'm like, oh, just tweak my head. Great.
Yes.
So in our elder age,
people are gonna
this is basically
so
for
much.
Anyone over the age of 30, okay? Get the Theragun Mini. You can travel with it. And literally, I gave this to Patrick for his birthday when we were at Disney World this summer. And it is, if you know you're going to be walking a lot somewhere, or maybe you're going like skiing for a holiday, or you just like generally have aches and pains, buy a Theragun Mini.
Yeah, or if you were, if you like, yes, work out
if you're
a
like
lot,
a fitness person,
and like you need to, yes, like, yeah, stretch.
I cannot
it out.
Tell you, yep, this thing saved us from like days where we were walking miles at an amusement park, okay, and like the bottom of our feet, like our dogs were barking. We would like do the Theragun Mini underneath our feet, and it like just revives you. It truly revives you. I love doing it along my neck and shoulder. I'll do my feet, do my calves. It's truly one of the best investments. The mini is not cheap. It's $200. The bigger ones are even more expensive, but like we are obsessed. We are a Theragun family. We have the big one. We have the small one. And we will like probably invest in more from whatever they decide to make because it's so good.
We have the big one too. I gave the small one to my dad. It's such a good gift. Like
it's a great everyone, gift.
It's again a thing that like people wouldn't buy for themselves.
Yeah. They're like, I don't know if I need this, but like no.
They need
like,
it. Yeah.
Yep.
They absolutely yep. need it. Okay.
Okay. This one is great. And I have gifted this
really?
To Patrick last year. Oh. Yes.
Okay. If you have a pet in your life, or if you know someone who's obsessed with their pet or has a pet in their life, has multiple pets, consider getting them a Weston Willow custom pet portrait. It's like, you know, Kirby and I get like so many different portraits and paintings of our dogs like it's which is lovely because now I have like a whole collection, like I call it the wall of Ollie. But one of my like my favorite one that I've ever gotten is the one from Weston Willow because it looks just like very modern and chic and like nice, not super childish. And I feel like it really celebrates the essence of Ollie. Like they do a really good job of capturing yes. like what your pet really looks like, I feel. And then you can add the name at the top. We currently have the one of Ollie in Zoe's room, so, which is really funny because like usually in like a child's nursery, you would have their own name. But instead we have Oliver's picture and it says Oliver in it.
She will worship this dog.
I'm also like, she probably thinks she's like, she's a dog.
Related. Yeah.
But it's so beautiful. You can pick like the different background colors, the different frame colors. Like I said, if you have two pets, three pets, you can get all three of them in one. And it's $65, which I feel like is a really like great price point for like a custom gift like this.
Totally.
Yeah. And yeah. Like I need to get one for my sisters for their dogs. It's just such a good gift.
So yeah, I gave this to Patrick last year, and I unfortunately, by the time this goes live, it'll be too late to receive this for Christmas, according to the website. So what I would do, because this actually happened to me last year, I ordered a day like after I was supposed to get in my order. And so I emailed them and I'll be honest, they weren't super quick to respond. I was like, can you just send me the print? But the thing is that like it takes time for the artist to create the digital print. I ended up getting it to Patrick, I think on Christmas, because I think they sent it like the 23rd, the digital print. And I printed it out and showed Patrick, and then it came in the mail and he has it hanging up in his office. It's like aww. Our favorite thing. We're like, this is what Quinn would look like if she was like a little like storybook character. So it's definitely a great investment. I was also going to suggest a dog gift. However, if you order now, it literally would not get to you in time because you have to order 5 weeks in advance and be there $600. But like, let me tell you, I have been served the ad for the Edie Parker customized dog coasters 100,000 times. And every time I'm like, I want it. I want it. They're these beautiful acrylic coasters that you can get. They will customize. You send in a picture of your dog. They will draw it, send it back to you. And then they will make a coaster out of it. And it's like, I want anything and everything with Quinn's face on it. Like those Staud sweaters that you can get your customized dog.
Those aren't so bad. That's not $600, but it's so expensive.
That's like $200, but you probably won't get it before Christmas, sadly. Basically anything customized at this point, it's like, good luck.
Yeah, no, totally.
Your time is over.
Yeah.
It's going to come after Christmas. But yes, I was like, there's no way I'm going to tell people to buy $600 coasters. Yeah. But if anyone wants to buy me $600 coasters, buy all
means. I mean, any of like the Edie Parker stuff is so freaking good. Like
it's all good. It's all good.
The handheld
Edie Parker
mirror
everything.
With like the initials in the back.
A tray, like a location tray with like LA. Yes.
The lighter,
Weedy Parker. Yeah, literally. So good. Just Edie Parker me up. Okay. My final gifts are just two really cute, simple beauty gifts that I truly plan on giving these to so many people. Number one, I'm going to pair them together, is the Dior Cuticle Cream. It's $30. It is the best cuticle cream I've ever used. I really wanted to get them bedazzled with rhinestones, but again, customization not in the cards for me this year. Maybe I'll like get my own rhinestones and figure it out, but I plan on gifting that to people. If you order the cuticle cream on Dior's website, you can get complimentary gift back gift wrap, and it'll come in a really beautiful box with like the Dior bow and the Dior tissue paper. So like that's like a whole moment. And I want to pair the cuticle cream with this product that I literally use religiously. Like I love the Skims bras, but like truly have not worn a bra that often this year, and that's because of new tape. N-U-E. This is our friend Stephanie Montez's brand. It's breast tape for all skin tones. It comes in three different skin tones. We are fully obsessed. It's medical grade adhesive.
Love it. I love it so much.
They lift your tatas. I mean, she's like an acrobat for boob tape. Like has so many different ways that you can wear this boob tape, and it just looks so freaking good. Anytime I'm wearing it, people are like, how are your boobs looking like this? I'm like, let me tell you a story. It's called New. I literally will whip out my tit and be like, I'm wearing boob tape. It's $25, and it comes in light, medium, and dark. I get light. I know my friend Marina, who is a black woman, she actually gets the medium color. So I feel like the dark tape is truly like a deep, dark shade. Mm-hmm. I think most people, like if you are you medium or light?
I'm light, I think.
Okay, yeah. So it's so funny how we like are.
Yeah, I know. We're just different like undertones.
Yeah, we are. So I want to pair these together. One special thing about New, again, it's N-U-E, is that they donate a portion of the proceeds from every purchase to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. So, you know, Steph owns this business. She started it literally out of nowhere. I was so impressed with her when she did it. It's grown so much in the past few years, and, you know, it's an independently owned, Latina-owned company, so I fully, you know, I'm going to pair the Dior cuticle cream with the breast tape, and it's going to be probably, like, around, like, $60 to do so.
That's a really good idea. Yes, get a boob tape for everyone. Stocking stuffers. Okay, I just really want to mention, like, two other stocking stuffers that I think would make for great gifts for anyone. First is the Porter travel mug, which I use mine like almost every single day. It's my favorite coffee tumbler because it looks nice.
Is this the one that we got from Sunday Riley? Uh-huh. Oh my God, I use this every day too. I'm obsessed with this thing.
It's easy to clean. It doesn't get stained, and it keeps my coffee warm.
Yes.
And you can get it personalized. Again,
we have the 12 ounce.
We have the 12 ounce. There's a 16 ounce. It comes in a bunch of different colors. They're all very like, you know, modern neutral colors. But then it has some like speckled colors, which are cute. It's like ceramic, right? Like ceramic. So it's crafted from durable ceramic, and then it has a matte silicone sleeve. It's like, I'm pretty sure like Zoe only associates me with drinking like. Out like I think she just thinks this is like my only cup because I use it like every single day, drink everything out of it.
No, I'm obsessed. I need more because I use it so much.
Yeah, I do need more. Okay, so it's on sale at wnpdesign.com for $24, and then you can personalize it for $10, which again, if you're getting it personalized, there are no promises that you're going to get this before Christmas, but I would wait. I wouldn't mind getting this cute personalized Porter mug after Christmas because it's just so good. Like you will use it every single day. That, and then I feel like some people have trouble getting like gifts for the men in their lives, or, you know, just this cousin, brother-in-law, whatever. I always buy Stance socks for them because Stance makes like some of the best socks, and they always do like really fun collaborations with like different like sports teams. So, and they make like really fun designs. So like I am a Lakers fan. They made like these Kobe ones that I bought, like Matt and me, like matching ones, like, God, like 6 years ago or whatever, and I still wear them to this day. They have like really good LeBron James ones. They've got Steph Curry. I bet you they have, what is his name? I just blanked on Patrick's favorite player.
Oh.
Devin Booker. They probably have Devin Booker. They've got, you know, NFL. They also have like women's socks too, but they're just like a good, it's like $20, great stocking stuffer. And like,
I love socks.
Especially fun socks.
I literally almost put Skim socks on my list, but they are all waitlist right now. So this is a great option. Yeah. Like, they have like Baby Yoda. They have like Christmas Vacation. They have like bright orange.
Quality socks.
Great socks. I'm going to definitely be getting these for my brother and my dad.
Great.
Love. Love. That's what the men in this family are relegated to, socks. My mom gets like pajamas and like Gucci sunglasses and the men get socks, whatever. Yeah. They don't tell me what they want, so that's what they get.
Exactly. They don't know what they want. They want socks. Okay. This was great. This was a really good list.
So we're going to put our lists up on the website. I may or may not add a little extra to mine because I did have to like curate this significantly.
I know. This was really hard.
But maybe we'll do our gifting gifts and then gifts we would want to receive. Maybe that'll inspire y'all. Not to like send it to us, but like.
Not because it's like both of our birthdays coming
up. No, not at all. Like not that. At all. But like maybe like our gift list will inspire you to like ask for something. I don't know. So we'll put that all up on the website. Also, Los Angeles merch.
Oh my God. I literally was about to say that. I was like, oh, you know what else?
Will not get
what
to you.
It won't get to you, but what a great gift. What a great gift it would be.
Kick off the new year with some Los Angeles merch. It's available online on our website right now. We are like totally shocked about how many people have actually purchased it. Like I went to a Charlotte Tilbury event the other night and Kat Burks, who is their in-house publicist, was like, I bought my Los Angeles merch. I'm like, oh my God, what? This is crazy. So anybody that's purchased, thank you so much.
I can't believe how much everyone loves the green.
The green, it's the Beverly Hills Hotel, baby.
It's just that retro. It is a very, very good color combination.
I do like the retro. Cute. We need to find more retro colors to go with. Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah.
As always, you can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Los Angeles Pod. Join our Facebook group, the Los Angeles Flamgelinos, and then find everything that we mentioned in today's episode on our website, losangelespod.com. And we will talk to you on Tuesday for some beauty news and some wifes. My back, yeah. They said same name, but you got up in that back, yeah. I got racks in my sack, hurt my back, yeah. They said same name, but you got up in that back, yeah. I got racks in my sack, hurt my back, yeah. They said same name, but you got up in that back. I got racks in my sack, hurt my back.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.